Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have to make Joe Biden appear credible. They have to make him appear sane. They have to make him appear presidential, as a leader, all that. And it's not going to happen. I mean, you want to talk about a job when you got to take a demented old white fool and try to pretend that the nation gives a crap about him. But that's what the left have on their hands for the next, well, whatever time that they decide he can remain their useful idiot. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Glad you're with me. Truth Radio doesn't get out as much because we tell the truth. I'm almost beginning to wear it as a badge of honor that we can't get the show further out there, because if you listen to the program, we make total sense. I tell everybody it's just my opinion. I'm not the news. I'm not even Brian Williams. I don't even, like, elevate myself inside of the news. I just pretty much tell you the way it is. And the reason why there are literally, I don't know, dozens of people that listen to the program and follow me is because I pretty much speak for you. I speak for common sense. I wish I could tell you that there was something mystical and magical, that I'm the Black Swami, and suddenly, you know, you guys are, you're all, you know, enthralled, engrossed in everything that I say because it's so amazing, which I will agree that occasionally I do give you something to think about that's from a different perspective. But for the most part, all I do is tell you what you already think. I tell you what the overwhelming majority of Americans think. And I tell you the truth. And whether we agree or disagree, it doesn't really matter. It's one man's opinion. And here's what I really want you to understand. Your opinion matters. Yeah, I'm a smart guy. No question about it. You know, high IQ, good education, logic and reasoning in my degrees, electrical engineering, computer science, and math. Very observant about the world around me. Thus my comedic take on it all. Accomplished to some degree, but wouldn't even go to compare myself to half the people I admire because I can't hold a candle to them. But here's where I can't hold a candle to everybody. And so can you. In living my life. Living it on my terms. See, if we don't walk around comparing, well, look at all the degrees and all the things that this person has, you know what you equal everybody in? 100%? Being you, living your life. And that's why being you is so important. Because if you spend your time doing something else, you lose in the battle of life. Because we are all equals in pursuing our lives the way we see fit. Unless you're a sex slave, one of Hunter Biden's, you know, human trafficked people or something like that. But if you are not enslaved by anybody except perhaps your own mind, you are equal to everybody. I don't care what their money they have. I don't care what number of places they visited, the number of people they've hung out with, the types of food they've eaten or whatever. You have a completely unique experience to them that they can't handle, that they can't understand. Oh, we may measure differently socially because we say, well, you know, the person that gets to hobnob and go to art galleries and galas and openings and all, that's really cool. But you know what? There's some pretty cool stuff that happens at street level. Stuff that people that make fortunes can't even contemplate. I'll give you an example. I was talking to the CEO of a company a while back. People know this story. And he says to me, Kevin, I just feel so sorry for these young kids, black kids that I pass, and they're dealing drugs on the street. And my first thing was, stop lying. Stop lying, rich white man. I didn't say it to him, but I just was shaking my head. He had to be looking at me like, what? But I was like, you don't drive by any black kids on your way to work. I know where you live. So stop lying to me. That's lie number one. And then he goes on, and I see these kids, and I just wonder, you know, because he's watched, he, by the way, he didn't even watch some blaxploitation film about gang violence, but he knows it anecdotally. So, Kevin, let me share with you my observations about black people. So he lies and says he's driving by, going on his way to work, probably in his chauffeur-driven limousine, and he sees black kids and they're dealing drugs, and he can't help but think, if they only had an opportunity, and I shut him down, I said, look, man, you don't know anything about those kids. Those kids will eat you for lunch if they had the opportunity to have your job. They have more guts than you would have in 50 lifetimes. A kid that gets up, goes and gets his drugs, goes onto a street corner knowing he could get arrested or shot. Would you do it? Of course he wouldn't. But he's going to lament the problem of the black kid, and he knows the situation and all that. He's lying through his teeth. Number one, he's never seen that kid up close and personal. Certainly hasn't spoken to him. And number two, he has no knowledge of what this kid brings to the world. What we should really be looking at that kid as. That kid is a resource. That kid is a freaking Navy SEAL. I was one of those kids. I didn't deal drugs. But I'm saying I have that mentality. That's why I do what I do. That's why I don't take any crap from me. Kevin, we're going to kill you, the new black parent. We're going to kill you. Well, come on. Let's do it. Let's do this. Let's see who dies. I mean, I'll kick your butt. Game on. Where you want to meet? Because I'm going to tell you what. The only butt kicking that's going to happen is going to be yours, bro. Yeah, hey, have you guys seen any video of me getting my butt kicked? I walk all over. I'm all over this country. People know me. Black folks certainly do. They've threatened me within an inch of my life. And I'm still happy. I got all my teeth. So, look, these people are so, they don't know anything about the problems that they claim they want to do, but they want to hype and pretend, ooh, look at us, look at what we're doing for everybody. The big hype right now is Biden scores a sit down ahead of the Super Bowl. Can you believe that? CBS scores Biden sit down ahead of the Super Bowl. Really? That's a score? The least watched guy is going to talk before the least watched Super Bowl. And that's a score? As if anybody gives a rat's behind about Joe Biden. You know why anybody would watch this train wreck? Let me tell you why. They would want to see Biden crap his pants and if Dr. Jill would be there to change his depends for him. That's the only reason why you would want to watch Biden on CBS before the Super Bowl. You kidding me? We got a lot to talk about today, people. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm glad you're here. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Crying over you. Crying over you.
Man, during the break, my producer's like, why are you crying? I wasn't crying. I was wiping my eye. You ever wiped your eye and you have, like, salt or some pepper? I was cutting peppers, and I had a little pepper on my finger, and it got in my eye. And my eye, like, I'm sorry, blinking, and it gets red, and these guys accuse me of crying. I ain't crying. I do cry. I ain't gonna lie, though. I cry over movies. I'm emotional over movies. I don't understand me sometimes. Because, like, I could just do real serious damage to somebody physically for the wrong, you know, for, like, they attack me or hit my kid or something like that. But in a movie, I'm just a sap. You know, when Brian Piccolo was dying of leukemia, I was like, don't die, Brian. But you know what? I freely admit it. I freely admit it. And I think that it's kind of, I've learned this about some, and I've seen all types. I've got some friends that are the hardest dudes on the planet that ain't cry for nothing. At least I've never seen them cry. And then there are guys like me, man. I could be at the funeral of, you know, your cousin Ray Ray Nim's best friend. And when I see the family cry, I just cry. I emote with them. It's like part of that emotion. Maybe that's what made me good in dealing with these boards, and you know, when I was a management consultant, because I could feel what was going on in the room. Does that make sense? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. KJRadio.com. Woo! I'm crying, man. Oh man, crying. So I'm crying for two reasons. This is why I was crying during the break, since my producers are saying, you were crying. I was not crying, but here's why I was crying during the break. First of all, I missed National Coming Out Day. I know. I'm going to give you guys a minute to cry listening to the program. Yeah, I'll go on, take a second. I can't give you a minute because it would be too long on the radio. But take a minute, take a second and cry because you missed National Coming Out Day. You had your chance. Now you got to wait a whole other year. That's right. As you guys know, about 7 or 8 years ago, I came out as not gay. I did. Not gay. And the reason I came out as not gay is I believe people were suspecting it anyway. Yeah, I think they kind of figured it out. They're like, Kevin, you got a woman, you have four, you know, you're with a woman, you have four sons, you know, you have a pit bull as a pet, he's a pound pup, but either way, I had Tyson at the time, and I'm beginning to think you're not gay. I mean, and this is in a world where being gay is a good thing. You know, you when you declare that you are gay, people are like, hey, wait, you are so courageous. And I came out not gay. I'm just saying, it was National Coming Out. Were you guys aware of this? Were you guys aware? It was National Coming Out Day the other day. Yeah. Last week. National Coming Out Day. So, yes, I was crying because I missed it. Technically, I don't have to come out anymore because, as I said, I've already come out not gay. But I hope you will, too. You guys know Facebook shut down my not gay page. And I started the NGMW, the Not Gay Man Woman Movement. We had our own flag. It was green, rainbow, like shades of green with three bullet holes in it. Yeah, because we're, you know, we're pro-gun, we're pro-God, and, you know, pro-military. So we had our own flag, and we had our day where we had our Not Gay Pride Day. And we were going to do marches and the whole thing. And Facebook took it down. I had gay people attacking it. And we said, I even said in the, I'm just giving you guys some ideas here, but I even said in the notation, I said, we are not anti-gay. We love our gay counterparts. We're just not gay. And gay people, you're making a mockery. I'm like, how am I making a mockery of what I am? I'm not gay. And man, it just blew their minds. They didn't like it. But also, there's a second reason why I'm crying today. Because that poor little Swedish girl, she didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize. She didn't win it. She didn't win. What was her name? Greta? She didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize. Instead, they gave it to an Ethiopian. Yeah, do you guys know that? That little girl who went to the UN all angry, Greta, she didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize, and they gave it to an African. Yeah. Apparently, black still trumps white. Ethiopian trumps Swedish. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for 2019 in recognition of his efforts to end his country's two-decade border conflict with Eritrea. For the record, there was no country Eritrea. There's Ethiopia. And then Ethiopia got separated. I just want you to have a little history here. Ethiopia got separated a couple of decades ago between its Christians and its Muslims. So there was a religious conflict brewing. And, you know, it was massive. I mean, people were killing each other. This is why many people were escaping Ethiopia. I don't want to tell you who was trying to cut off the heads of the others. Okay, I'll let you figure that out for yourselves. But people were having to escape. Anyway, they separated the country, said, Muslims, you take Eritrea. Ethiopians, I think, said, we'll keep Ethiopia. And that'll be that. Anyway, the Norwegian Nobel Institute did not give the award to the Swede, but instead gave this prestigious, and I use my finger quotes, award to Abiy, Ethiopia's leader, because he did, they said, they praised his important reforms. Important reforms. Because he is, and to his credit, I'm going to be honest with you, he has really tried very hard to make sure that Ethiopians and Eritreans don't fight each other and stay out of religious conflicts. And I'm going to tell you, it's a losing battle because, you know, we are dealing with Muslims here. And as I said, one of my friends came from Ethiopia. It was a funny story because I asked him one time, I said, man, how many countries did you go get through, African countries have you been to? And he says, thought about it, and he goes, three. Including his home country of Ethiopia. And I said, really? I go, where were you? And he goes, in escaping Ethiopia, he went through Sudan and one other country. I don't remember who. But he went through two other countries. Maybe it was Sudan and Kenya or whatever. But he went through two countries in order to get freedom into the United States. Now, why did he do that? Because he was headed home. I think I may have told you guys this story. He was headed home. And his friend stopped him and said, hey, you cannot go back home. The head of your best friend is rolling in the streets near your home. He turned around and escaped. And he said, Kevin, he goes, it took 30 days before I found a lake that I could take a bath in. He goes, I was stinky. Anyway, they're giving this guy an award, and they said, because he's trying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Today expected to be another day investigators comb through the belongings of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman. New York State Police say they will not reveal the investigator behind uncovering Huerman's connection to the case.
There are currently important investigative steps that are continuing and ongoing, and it would be premature on my part for me to identify any of the New York State Police members or any of the task force members at this point.
Former President Obama applauding librarians for standing on the front lines against book bans. Obama slammed recent censorship attempts on books that discuss topics like gender, sexuality, or race. The Powerball jackpot standing at $1 billion after there was no grand prize winner in Monday night's big drawing. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I mentioned I was at the Freedom Center, David Horowitz Freedom Center, the Breakers in Florida for a few days, and a little bit of rest and relaxation, but mostly mingling, meeting people out and about. And the good news is these guys love my presentation. We'll post it so you guys can see it if you want. There were some heavy discussions and a lot of things that people sort of left the sessions feeling down about, and I get up and do my presentation, and I'm going to make a guess. I would say 80% of the people came up to me afterwards and said, Kevin, wow, what a great presentation. It was amazing. You were a breath of fresh air. You know, you give me hope and things like this. And you know what it was? It was making people laugh. I spent a lot of time with Katie Hopkins and her husband, Mark, and here's a lady that's fearless, going to South Africa to protect white farmers, combating jihad in our own home country of England, and just talking about the harrowing experiences that she's had. It's really crazy to watch. And but what a fun lady to be around. I mean, just, you know, manic in her humor, and just a great time. Ann Coulter was there, a friend of mine, and Ann, again, was typical Ann Coulter, just very rapier wit, amazing. But here's what my biggest thing was, sort of determining where do we need to go as a country and as a group of conservatives and pragmatists. What is the deal? Where do we stand? And what I will tell you is there remains a big gap between us and them, the leftists and us. And it's mostly their fault. It's 95% their fault. And I'm not playing to our side. It's just the truth. It's 95% their fault. Now, they don't recognize it. And so how do you bridge the gap between ignorance and enlightenment? How do you bridge the gap between leftism and conservatism? Conservatism is enlightening. You want to understand people's issues and problems and things. And we're asking ourselves that, what is the difference between the ignorance gap and enlightenment, or the ignorance and enlightenment gap, every single election cycle. This has been one of the things I talked about a decade ago. I said, why do we refight the same battles? And I listened to probably, no exaggeration, 10 to 12 presentations by some of the most brilliant minds on the planet. And I said to myself, not a single person knows how to market their ideas to the left. Not one. I sat at tables with people who go to these events, spend thousands of dollars staying in nice hotels, talking with the most brilliant people on our side. David Greenfield, Daniel Pipes, and others. Daniel Greenfield, that's his name. And then also there was another guy, his name is Daniel Pipes. And Chris Buskirk. And, you know, people from American Thinker and all these things. And I listened to every one of them and went, you don't have a clue. You have great insights, but not a clue how to market what we do, how to sell it. And it's distressing to me as a pragmatist and a person who is a strategist who says, I'll give you an example. They were talking about all of the anti-Semitism that's in the world. And I said to a group of people, I go, and they had a movie up, and it was Shapiro, Ben Shapiro and others, and he mostly Ben, I don't know, it's almost like he produced it. But I was watching it, and I'm standing back talking with a doctor from Hawaii, and we're both listening, and I said, I was throwing my hands up, just going like, whatever. And he goes, what are you thinking? And I said, I could solve this problem. And he goes, really? I go, yeah. He goes, how would you do it? I said, why would I apologize for being Jewish? I go, you're Jewish. His name is Friedman. And he goes, yeah, I am. And I go, what do you have to apologize for? I go, you're a sliver of the population. Jews are not cutting off people's heads. Jews are not oppressing people's rights. You are amazing as a group of people. If you don't believe me, just go Google what have Jews accomplished in the world. I said, I would run off. If black people came to me and said, the Jews, y'all own Hollywood, I'd say, yeah, and you could too if you got out of your slave mentality. What do you want me to apologize for? You want me to apologize because we understand finance and banking, because we understand how the world economy works, that we understand the value of education, the value of family, the value of religion, the value of tradition, and we've held on to it for thousands of years, and you've squandered it. You've squandered it everywhere you are, even on a continent where you have, it's all your people, you squander it. Give the Jews Africa and watch what it would become in a decade. I don't want to hear your belly aching and your bitching and your whining about whatever. I'm going to tell you there is nothing the Jews have done except give to the world. We have more patents than more technology. There's nothing you do in your life that does not involve Judaism. Nothing. So what do you want to complain about with us? It's your own excuse for not achieving something, and you should be more looking introspectively than looking at us. That's what I would say to anybody that would listen. So, anyway, he looked at me and went, wow. I said, hell, there are times I wish I was Jewish, just like there are times I wish I was white. You white people did this, white man, white man, white man. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? There is nothing that you're going to say to me that's going to make me apologize for my birthright. I happen to be black. If I'm having a conversation with white folks, what do you think? You think I'm going to apologize for being black? I'm not. I'm not even going to apologize for the crap that some of my brethren do. One of the guys was having a conversation about hate crimes. And he's talking about the escalation of hate crimes and the misstating of the statistics and all this. And he says, actually, white people are third. He says it's blacks, the LGBT or somebody maybe, it's blacks and LGBT, minorities and LGBT are number one and two, and then it's whites. And I don't know where he was going to go from there. But his contention was white people are victims of hate crimes and we're number three, but it's untold. And so after the presentation, I went up to him and I said, look, you sugarcoated that. White people are the victims of hate crimes, number one. And he looked at me like, what? I said, yeah, you're number one. I said, here's the problem. Anything that happens to you is not designated a hate crime. It's just designated a crime. But something that happens to a gay or a minority is considered a hate crime. And that's a very simple leftist tactic to say, oh, let's ignore all the crime that happens to white folks every single day because you're getting your butts kicked. So let's ignore that. But let's make let's put a neon sign around the hate crime. So anytime a white person attacks a black person, it's a hate crime. It gets a neon sign. It gets elevated. But the hundreds of times a day that for the one time that a white person commits a crime, the hundreds of times that crime is committed against them, it's just a crime. Not to be worried about. So what, you got your car stolen, you got raped, you got murdered, you got beaten, or whatever it may be. It's a hate crime we want to focus on. So I said, that's the reason why we have the term hate crime. I go, so do you think that when a black person steals your car, does something against you and says, yeah, whitey, take that, that's not a hate crime? No, it's just a crime, right? And he's looking at me like, and so a woman's listening to me, and she's like, you're exactly right. I go, I know I'm right. There's no such thing as a hate crime. It's a crime. And does the crime matter who did it against who and what the reasons are? I don't care if the KKK goes after the Black Lives Matter or the new Black Panther or vice versa. It's a crime. It isn't a hate crime. Oh, well, his motivation was it was a white guy messing. He was mad because this dude was black. So what's that got to do with the fact that it was a crime? Absolutely nothing. But we argue this nonsense all the time. Because that's what the left gets us doing. They get us off kilter. So how do you bridge the gap? You bridge the gap by enlightening people and by pushing back. And what I said to this Jewish doctor is, I would never, there's nothing you're going to say that's going to make me apologize for my birthright. It's going to make me apologize for something that I didn't do. Or it's going to make me apologize for telling the truth. When I call those women that accuse Kavanaugh of being lying skanks, it's because that's what they are. And Fox can get mad or whatever, but who proved to be correct? Who do you think is vindicated in the end? Do you think Fox made friends by firing me over making a statement that is true? Or do you think people went, you know what? I like this guy. He said what I was thinking, and exactly what I said before. Give me a tougher word to say about somebody willing to destroy a person's life for no reason. Because I'd like a harder word than skank. So what's funny is to come to these events and watch people become enlightened. That, to me, is so amazing. And you know what? I'm going to brag a little bit. I'm so happy that daily I get to talk to you guys about this. And you're expanding my show and my reach. So anyway, we've got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Deceiving insanity. That's what we are doing these days. That's what I do 5 days a week, 2 hours a day at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and specifically on the radio show. And I'm glad you are a part of it. I hope you share this with others because it's medicinal. It's Dr. Feel, except I'm Dr. Feel Good. Dr. Feel Good. 844-551-8255. defeating insanity. I know it's Kevin, that's very trite. You know, you're trying to be funny or what, clever. No, I'm not. That's what we do. That's what you defeat. That's what you try to do every single day in your life. People don't put it, no, you don't think of it that way necessarily. You're just trying to defeat insanity. Or you could say, well, I'm trying to promote sanity. Either way, it works. One's more positive. Kevin, we're promoting sanity. Good for you. Sometimes to promote sanity, you have to defeat insanity. Good versus evil, right? You promote good, you don't promote evil. It's such a simple concept, but it is true. Look, and we make it political, but it's really, really ideological. You don't want crazy in your life. You don't want chaos. How many people do you know like crazy? You ever had a crazy mate, a crazy girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever friend, LGBTQIA friend, plus friend? You ever had a anybody that was crazy? And you were like, yikes, you want to hang around that person. Maybe you didn't even know they were crazy initially, and you found out they were crazy. I don't know what they had. And I'm not trying to make fun of people that have schizophrenia or bipolar or whatever, but whatever it was, you were like, whoa, I'm not used to that. Do you embrace it? You go, man, that was fun. Let me go back and get some more crazy. Can I find another girlfriend that'll jump out of my car while it's moving? All because I was asking her about, you know, some stupid question. I mean, crazy stuff. Just for the record, I had a girlfriend that did that. All because I said, I thought we had already planned this. And then next thing I know, she was crying, jumped out of my car, and then, you know, needless to say, I did not embrace crazy. I got away from it, and a year or two later, she called me up and said, I'm really sorry, I was bipolar. Oh, wow, okay. So that was a new warning bell for me. Anybody, I'm bipolar, okie dokie. You learn to avoid it. And again, I'm not trying to I'm not jumping on anybody that has these issues. I feel sorry for people that have issues where they can't feel the exhilaration that I feel every day to be alive. We had a JV coach. I never played for him. He was a sadist, a total sadist. But he would say things every day before football practice. Great day to be alive. And, you know, I thought, well, okay. After doing 2-a-days in the hot Texas sun, I didn't feel quite the same. But now that I reflect, it is a great day to be alive. And I don't say it just because being above ground on terra firma makes it a great day to be alive. I say it because I feel that way. I cannot wait to get to voicemail messages or pick up the phone of a friend calling or somebody that reached out to me or reading your messages or, you know, getting your books or your CDs or your letters or your checks in the mail, whatever. I cannot wait. Every day I get up going, it is a brand new day. And though it's routine in some respects, no, it's not. But you know what I avoid? I avoid crazy. Yep. Yeah, what do you say, you know, when you run into these people? Oh, they're cray-cray. Woo-hoo-hoo. Can't cope. And you know who can't cope? Leftists can't cope. Leftists have a way. They escape themselves into these deep, dark areas of their mind that you go, where would you come up with that? How could you possibly think that? And you know what happens when a person can't cope? They don't want you to give them a solution. They don't want you to go, well, you do know that there's an easy... There's a fix, and leave me alone. And they get crazy, and you know, you okay. I know you've dealt with people like this. I watch enough of these shows to know the pathology of the crazy brain. People that hoard. Again, I'm not getting after. I'm not mad at people that have these issues. I've even learned to understand the underlying issues. I've gone all Dr. Phil and learned about different things. And then when you're doing this type of thing, I do, you research stuff. And I get it. But that doesn't make it, that doesn't make me go, ooh, I understand hoarders, so if I ever become a hoarder, I will understand why. No, I want to live where I can enjoy my furniture and, you know, I don't see rat droppings on everywhere and cat poop and dog poop and I'm climbing over mountains of debris just to go to, you know, a bed that I've got tucked away by. You know, I've seen the shows. They can't cope. You ever watch Intervention? That show where people lose themselves in drugs. Let me tell you, the majority of drug addicts, I don't have to get Rasmussen or Zogby or anybody to tell me this. The majority of drug addicts are people who are leftist, Democrat, so-called progressives or whatever. People who would not vote for Trump, people who do not support or condone your lifestyle, who are struggling mightily in their own but are quick to tell you how to fix yours. The majority of drug addicts are leftists. I don't need anybody to tell me that I'm right about that. That's a fact. I don't need any polling. So when you look at crazy, you say to yourself, Kevin, did you see that spending bill? I'll tell you two crazies. One, we've been saying this for decades. And two, it's only gotten larger. And it's only gotten more nutty. Consider, folks, that we spent trillions of dollars of emergency, and I use my finger quotes, money on Wu Flu, and now they got a budget that's trillions more. And it includes a civilian climate corps, or as Obama would say, corpse. Civilian? How civilian will AOC's civilian climate corpse be? Bureaucracy. Hiding under the guise of civilian. Who's going to run it? What bureaucrat will be responsible for it? If you think there's anything, quote, civilian in this government that the government puts together, you are out of your mind. No task force, no nothing. The only thing civilian is what gets created by we the people. Oh, what is the other thing? Eviction. Right? They had cut off the eviction. Now they've issued an eviction moratorium that extended it another 2 months. Cause this is what Biden's give back to the hungry, the huddled masses yearning to be free. Stay rent free for 2 more months. Okay, capitalists, you get to take it in the shorts for another couple of months. Let me ask you this question, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. How long could you go? How long could your business go without receiving any income? If that's what you do, if you own an apartment building and people in that apartment building have all declared that they're going to be part of this farce of Wu Flu and they don't want to work, blah, 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 so you're not getting paid, how long could you go? Would you do maintenance in a building that you're not making money on? And I could go on? Yes, you would, because you're required to by law. You think Biden cares? Of course not. Bureaucracy, man. That's what Democrats are good at. They manufacture bureaucracy. The jobs report. Employers added 330,000 positions for the month, a sharp deceleration from the downward revised 680,000 in June. It is also well below the 653,000 Dow estimates. June's final total fell from the initial estimate of 692,000. Markets fell after the report, and Dow futures down nearly 120 points, blah, blah, blah. And they tell you where the gains occurred. Let me tell you the silliness of what we're even discussing. We have a demented fool, a clown, who's supposedly running the economy. He's not. Other people are doing it on his behalf. They don't know what they're doing. They're throwing darts as good as anybody else. And here's what I can guarantee you they're not doing. They aren't creating real jobs, manufacturing jobs. They aren't doing things that inspire companies to want to invest in America. And you are watching the very quick decline because Joe Biden hasn't hit any numbers since he was installed in office. And he's not going to. So we got more crazy. And the thing I can't understand about it is it's cyclical crazy. It isn't like we have to go, I wonder what's going to happen in the next jobs report. I wonder what's going to happen in Chicago over the weekend.
Yeah. I wonder what AOC will say next. You know it's stupid. It's bad news.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.